بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز جزاكم الله خيرا بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب صدق الله العظيم. In continuation from our topic of last week, because our topic of last week, we cannot speak about the one without the other. We did touch on today's topic last week a little bit, but we spoke more about the zina of the eye. When we spoke last week about the evil, the social ill, the social disease of pornography, this filth that pervades not just the streets, not just the shops, the malls, but our very homes, wal-iyadu billah. We seek refuge in Allah from that. On our devices, on our computers, on our phones, the phones of our children, wal-iyadu billah. And I told you what I thought about children having phones last week. And there's a hadith, before we go on to the specific ayah, there's a hadith I just want to make mention of, just to connect today's talk with last week's talk. And it is a hadith sahih, muttafaqun alayh. It's agreed upon by both in terms of its authenticity. It's agreed upon by both al-Imam al-Bukhari and al-Imam Muslim. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله كتب على ابن آدم حظه من الزنا. Narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that indeed Allah has written for mankind their portion of zina. What is zina? Adultery, fornication. أدرك ذلك لا محالة. It will befall them لا محالة. In other words, there's no escape. What does he mean by this? صلى الله عليه وسلم. فزنا العين النظر. So the zina or the fornication of the eye is to look. وزنا اللسان المنطق. And the zina of the tongue is to speak that which is promiscuous, obscene and vulgar. والنفس تمنى وتشتهي. And the self, the lower self, wishes and desires. والفرج يصدق ذلك كله أو يكذبه. And the private parts will either confirm that which has been seen, which has been spoken or which has been desired. The private parts will either confirm it by putting it into action, the vile act of adultery and fornication, or you kazibu or belie it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jamaat al-Muslimin, has created us, Bani Adam, the children of Adam. Murakkabun min shay'ain. We are a combination of two things. Ar-ruh wal-jasad. We're a combination of two things brought together. A body and a soul. Ruh is the soul, jasad is the body. The ruh we believe to be a pure creation of Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the blowing of the soul of Adam into his body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. I blew into him of my soul, or of my spirit. Do we take this literally? أَبَدًا. Why? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Because nothing can be likened to Allah. There's nothing in creation, in the heavens or on earth, that you can liken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can never say that a part of Allah dwells within you. Allah cannot be confined by space or by time, because Allah is the creator of all space and all time. كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ غَيْرَهُ. Because Allah was. كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ غَيْرَهُ. And there was nothing besides Him. So we don't take it literally, but we take it just like we say, Baytullah. Is Allah living in the house? No. But it's called the house of Allah, Al-Ka'ba al-Musharrafa, Tashrifan. Out of honor for the house. It's a special house. It's a sacred house. A sacred creation of Allah that Allah placed on earth. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُدِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The first house placed on earth for mankind to worship Allah. Blessed and a guidance for mankind. That's why it's called Baytullah, Tashrifan, out of honor for the house, the noble house, the sacred house. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, of my spirit. Why? Because the soul is a special creation, an honored creation. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have honored mankind. So the soul is pure, a pure creation of Allah. Whereas the body is that which is tainted, created from the earth. مِنَ التُّرَاب, from dust. مِنَ التِّين, from soil, if you gather up enough dust. If you add water, teen lazib, mud. And if you squeeze out the water, what do you get? Salsalin kalfakhar, potter's clay. In fact, just on that topic, which is not my topic for today, but very interestingly, I would like you to go and research an atheist. His name is Richard Dawkins. One of the most notorious, if I can use that word, atheists in the world today. He's the one that produced this documentary called The Story of God, saying that God doesn't exist, He's but a story of mankind. We seek refuge in Allah from such falsehood. But he, in a scientific article, he's a scientist, he speaks about the origin of all life coming from clay. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in between a man and his heart, where he will utter the truth sometimes without even intending to negate his own falsehood. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that, inshallah, you can research on your own. Maybe another topic for another time, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But nevertheless, we have these two components which make up mankind, the pure soul and the tainted body, the body that is tainted with desire, the carnal desires. Shahwatul batan wa shahwatul farj, the desire of the stomach and the desire of the private parts. And they are also somehow connected. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts these two components together, what is there? A sirah. There's this battle between the soul and the body. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us when He says in the Holy Quran, قَدَ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Indeed, they are successful who purify their souls. In other words, keep their souls pure. Don't allow the shahawat, the carnal desires of their bodies to corrupt their souls. وَقَدَ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And indeed, they are in loss that allow that to happen, that allow their souls to be corrupted by their bodies. So this is the nature of man. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And this is a great test for us. And that is where we now come back to this verse. Surah Al-Imran, Ali Imran, verse number 14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, that adorned for mankind, حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, is the love of that which they desire. Of what? مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِدَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. Allah makes mention of a few things. I'm only going to speak about one. I'm only going to speak about one today. So beautified for the people is the love of that which they desire, of woman and offspring, heaped up sums of gold and silver, fine branded horses, and cattle and tilled land. These are just some of the things that mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made it part of His inherent nature to have a desire for these things. And what's the first one? Woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that natural inclination of a man towards a woman. Now there is a lawful inclination and there's an unlawful inclination. There's a lawful inclination. In fact, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, may the choicest peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. He says in a hadith, حُبِّبَ إِلَيْكَ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ ثَلَاثُ النِّسَاءُ وَالطِّيبُ وَقُرَّةُ عَيْنِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ, that three things from your world have been made beloved to me. Woman, fragrance, and the coolness of my eyes in prayer. Now, do not let your mind go astray to think that when the Prophet ﷺ speaks about woman, that it has anything to do with sexual desire. Because we must remember, a woman, the primary purpose for which she has been created, and Allah says it not once but twice in the Holy Quran, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا جَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا لِهِ لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا. The primary purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created woman, the first woman in particular, Hawa, Eve, the wife of our father Adam, alayhim as-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He created from that single soul a partner for that soul, لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا, that he might find repose in her. What is repose? I think this hadith, instead of me coming up with my own interpretation thereof, I will give you the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned by Ibn Kathir in his tafsir, when he says, مَا نَالَ الْمَرْءُ بَعْدَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى خَيْرًا مِنْ إِمْرَأَةٍ صَالِحَةٍ إِذَا نَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا أَصَرَّتْهُ وَإِذَا أَمَرَهَا أَطَاعَتْهُ وَإِذَا أَقْسَمَ عَلَيْهَا أَبَرَّتْهُ. Never has a man attained anything better in this world after Allah consciousness than a pious wife. If he looks at her, he's pleased. He's had a hard day at work. She just opens the door. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam, my darling, my love. Welcome home. Immediately, he is pleased. That Sakina, perhaps when he was driving through the traffic and he was thinking about all the business meetings that he had had that day and the argument that he got into with his boss and whatever might have transpired, his heart is maybe, you know, it is trembling with worry. But as soon as his wife opens that door and he sees her, he finds that Sakina. لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا. Sukoon means stillness. Sukoon means stillness. So the heart can experience ittirab. It can experience a feeling of jittery, anxious, shaking in one's breast. But when one finds peace, is when that heart becomes still. It becomes calm. It becomes tranquil. So the Prophet says, a man has not attained anything better after consciousness of Allah than a pious wife. If he looks at her, he is happy. His heart is at peace. وَإِذَا أَمَرَهَا. If he commands her to do something. And of course, how does a man command his wife? Like a master commands a slave? No. You see, we have to take everything in the correct context. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ, and live with them in goodness. Live with them in kindness. Our beloved Prophet says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِ. The best of you are those who are best to their wives, and I am the best to my wives. So it must be understood in the right context. So he commands her to do something, but he does it beautifully. He does it with kindness. He does it with goodness. He does it with justice. And when he does tell her or ask her or request her to do something, أطاعته, she obeys him. وَإِذَا أَقْسَمَ عَلَيْهَا. And maybe she made him angry and he took an oath against her, أَبَرَّتُ. She frees him from that oath. So there is a lawful inclination, the desire to get married, بأقت النكاح شرعي, with a legal, lawful, within the boundaries of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a legal, lawful marriage contract, and everything that comes from that marriage, of being blessed with offspring and establishing a Muslim family, which is the mihwar, which is the axis around which the entire society revolves. So that's a beautiful inclination. Our beloved Prophet encourages the youth. He says, "Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj." Ya ma'shar al-shabab. He addresses the youth specifically. Oh youth, whoever of you are able to get married, then let them marry. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ. Why? Because it will lower the gaze. وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. And it will protect the private parts. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. And whoever's not able to, فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ. Then let them fast. فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءُ. Because that fasting will act as a shield. A shield that will prevent them from the unlawful inclination of women. There's a lawful inclination, a lawful Islamic marriage contract. And there's an unlawful inclination, and that starts maybe with just a glance, and a smile, and a chat, and a meeting, and so on and so forth. And we mentioned the verse last week, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits even coming close to that act of zina. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Stay completely away from adultery and fornication. Indeed, it is a great promiscuity. It is a great فَاحِشَةً الْفُحْشَ. It's a great sin in the eyes of Allah. It's a great evil. وَسَاءَ السَّبِيلَ, and an evil way. So we should stay away from all those things that cause us to head down the path of unlawful inclination. Wallahi Jamaatul Muslimin, if you don't know this now, let me tell you. Infidelity is a huge problem in our community. You would be shocked. If you don't know it, I'm telling you. Infidelity. And before, and still today, men are mostly to blame. But there is a steady increase of women engaging in extramarital affairs. Wal'iyadhu billah. What's happening out there in the corporate world? What's happening at our schools? And that's why we need to set up more Muslim schools, especially for those that cannot afford to send their children to the so-called private Muslim schools that are quite expensive. We need to set up more Muslim schools where our children can be protected from something which is becoming the norm. You will be shocked. I sat with a principal last Sunday of a particular school, government school, here in, not a Muslim school, an ordinary government school here in Cape Town, where he said you would be shocked if you knew what those youngsters were getting up to on the playing ground during break times. It's become the norm. So Jamaatul Muslimin, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with this nature. And I'm speaking specifically to the men now, starting with myself. The desire for women. It's the greatest trial. If you take it in chronological sequence, what's the first thing Allah mentions? Of all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created love for to desire, the first one is woman. Why? Because it's the greatest, the harshest, in fact, the most detrimental trial for a man. The hadith is very clear. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, again, hadith muttafaqun alayhi, to be found in both the authentic compilation of a hadith of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما تركت بعد فتنة هي أضر على الرجال من النساء وفي رواية أشد. He said, I have not left a trial after me. Once I leave this world, خاتم النبيين, the seal of the prophethood, the last messenger of Allah, receiving the last revelation from Allah. Once he has left, صلوات ربي والسلام عليه, the final brick, as he called himself, وَأَنَا اللَّبِنَا وَأَنَا خَاتُمُ النَّبِيِّينَ, I am the last brick and I am the seal of the prophets. Once that house of prophethood is complete, he is telling us the greatest trial for men will be the trial of women. The word that is used here in this particular riwayah is adarru. That is most detrimental. And this is no bad reflection on our sisters. You know, when you really look at Islam as a whole, subhanallah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored our mothers. Paradise is not next to their feet. That's an incorrect translation. Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Paradise lies under the feet of the mothers. They are the ones that bear our children. Their lap is the first university of the child. What did Ahmad Shawqi say? Al-ummu madrasatun idha a'dattaha a'dattu sha'ban tayyibal a'raqi. The mother is a university. If you prepare her well, you have prepared a nation of great pure stock. Allah has given so much honor to our women folk. And that is why we need to honor them. That is why we need to be very careful of the amanat when we said, قَبِلْتُ نِكَاحَهَا لِنَفْسِ بِذَلِكَ, I accept the marriage of her for myself for the agreed amount mahar, for the agreed amount maskavi. Dowry is not a very accurate translation because dowry means other things. But that token that I have put forward, that which we have agreed upon, I accept her marriage for myself. With whom am I taking an amanah? Just with the father of the bride? No, it's bigger than that. What did the Prophet ﷺ say in the final sermon? And this also puts into context the halal, even sexual inclination that a man can have for a woman. Halal, lawful sexual inclination. This puts it into context. What did the Prophet say in the final sermon? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. Be mindful of Allah with regards to your wives. فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. Because indeed you have taken them as trust from Allah. A woman is a trust from Allah. So if we misuse or abuse that trust, it is something we are misusing and abusing by Allah. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. And you have made lawful their private parts for you with the word of Allah, with Bismillah. Are you getting the picture? Lawful inclination and unlawful inclination. So Jamaatul Muslimin, what do we have to do? We have to educate ourselves about what we are bringing upon ourselves when we are allowing this type of behavior to pervade our society, to pervade our community. You know, sometimes we feel we are responsible to change the world. Wallahi, we're not responsible to actually change anything. But we are responsible to speak the truth. We are responsible to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. What does our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warn us? He says, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَإِلَّا لَيُصَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدُؤُ خِيَارُكُمْ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ. You must enjoin the good and forbid the evil, because if you don't, then Allah will cause the worst of you to rule over you. And the best of you will make dua, and their duas will not be answered. See, maybe sakhiti. Now we have to speak out. We have to educate youth and adults. Two things. If they become pervasive in a society, if they spread in a society, what are those two things? إذا انتشر في معنى الحديث, in the meaning of the hadith, إذا انتشر الربا والزنا في قوم استحلوا عليهم غضب الله. Two things, if it becomes pervasive in a community, riba, the giving and taking of interest, and zina, adultery and fornication, then they have made lawful for themselves, in other words, deserving for themselves, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a man, or a woman for that matter, when they commit zina, whilst they are committing zina, the one riwayah, the iman that they had in their hearts leaves them, and is almost like a cloud hanging over them, until it is over and then it returns to them. That is how dangerous it is. Whatever, if a man dies committing zina, he dies as a disbeliever. Because the iman is out of his heart. So Jamaatul Muslimin, what are some of the things that we need to do in order to curb this terrible social ill? I spoke about it last week, I touched on it, but this cell phone, it's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword. This laptop, it's a double-edged sword. I'm doing my khutbah from the laptop today, like I did it last week. You know, the amazing access that a so-called da'i or imam or whatever you want to call him has to knowledge on the internet, if he knows how to look and he knows how to sieve, he knows how to distinguish between that which is authentic or unauthentic, that which is true and that which is false. This is an amazing gift from Allah. So is this. Amazing gift. A ni'mah min ni'amillah. But it's a double-edged sword. It cuts both ways. And all the functions are available. All the filters that will filter out all those bad sites, etc., etc. Even I spoke about an ad blocker, which you can actually download very easy. Download your ad blocker. Put the restricted mode on in your YouTube and in your search engine, etc., etc. Those things are there. You can do that. But that is for what we spoke about last week. Pornography. What about these social networks like WhatsApp and Snapchat? I don't know all the others. Facebook even. What is going on with married men and women? Married men and women chatting with strange men, chatting with strange females, and ending up in extramarital affairs, ending up in zina. You will be shocked to know what is happening in this community. Again, I mentioned it last week. Don't think just because we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that khalas, none of the filth in the cesspool, the moral cesspool. Yes, I'm saying it. We're living in a moral cesspool. I'm speaking now as a nation. In this country, the moral fiber is deteriorating at a rapid rate. And we mustn't just think because Imana can't touch us. Now we are safe. No problem. As long as I wear my kufiya, alhamdulillah, and I say assalamu alaikum, khalas, I'm safe. Shaitan can't touch me. The minute you believe that, shaitan has got you. The minute you believe that, like Al-Imam al-Shafi when he was on his deathbed and he said, la, la, la. And then he passed out. When he woke up, his students asked, Mada hadath ya Imam? What happened, O Imam? He said, Atani Iblis. He said, Shaitan came to me. وَقَالَ لِي And he said to me, يَا بَنَا إِدْرِيسَ لَقَدَ نَجَوْتَ مِنِّي لَقَدَ نَجَوْتَ مِنِّي He said, O son of Idris, you have escaped me. You have escaped me. So Al-Imam al-Shafi said, no, I haven't. No, I haven't. As it comes in Al-Athar al-Qudsi, Ya Musa, لا تضع محاربة الشيطان ما دامت روحك في بدنك فإنه لا يضع محاربتك أبدا. Oh Musa, never leave your battle with the shaitan as long as your soul is in your body, for indeed he will never leave his battle with you. And the thing that the shaitan, because he knows woman is the greatest trial, the most detrimental trial for men in terms of this unlawful inclination, that our beloved Prophet Muhammad says, An-nisa haba'ilu shaitan. Women are the snares of the devil. Now don't misinterpret this hadith. It's got nothing to do with women per se. It's got to do, and women need to be mindful of this, that if they are not conscious and mindful of Allah, if they do not shield themselves from the displeasure of Allah by exposing their awrah, by not wearing their hijab, by being flirtatious at the workplace or wherever it might be, if they're not going to be conscious of Allah and mindful of Allah in that respect, shaitan will use them as snares to trap them in. And that's what it means. Anisa haba'ilu shaitan. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us practice a little bit of modesty. Let us lower our gazes. Let us engage in some fasting to bring down that shahwa, to bring down that desire, especially for the youth. Maybe you're still studying or you can't afford to get married. Alhamdulillah, South Africa and Cape Town in particular, I can tell you, I've lived in a number of Muslim countries. I remember almost 20 years ago in Syria, the mahar started at $5,000. You can do the maths. The mahar started at $5,000. In Saudi Arabia, the cheapest mahar I'd ever heard of was 30,000 riyals. I found brothers in Syria having to work until the age of 35 before they could even think about getting married. And sometimes they would have 2 to 3 jobs to gather up that wealth. Here in Cape Town, if we go back 20 or 30 years, and I'm going to see the men are going to start smiling now, who will it say, Batao? And in the brag, you'll say, I get it 10 rand, Batao. I get it 20 rand, Batao. No, no. And this has got nothing to do with making our woman cheap. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ أَقَلُّهُنَّ مَهْرًا أَكْثَرُهُنَّ بَرَكَةً. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the smaller the maskavi, the smaller the dowry, the more the blessings. The more the blessings. So if there's one door that we should make it easy for our sons and our brothers and our fathers and our uncles, whoever needs to get married, if there's one door that we should make easy for them to walk through, is the door of nikah. Why? Because it closes all the doors of haram. So inshallah ta'ala, let's lower our gazes. Let us be very careful what we look at on these devices. Let us stay away. When the young couples come to me today, and even middle-aged or whatever, anybody wants to get married, I put them down in front of me. I said, right now, you delete all the strange females that you have no business chatting with, if you have been chatting before, and you delete all the strange males that you have been chatting with and having conversation with. Besides those colleagues that you need to be in contact with at work, and that also needs to have very strict laws and rules governing that type of communication. Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us fear Allah. Let us be mindful of Allah. Let us be mindful of who our enemy is. Shaytan. Inna shaytana lakum adu, fattakhiduhu aduwa. Indeed, shaytan is for you an enemy. So take him as your enemy. Innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashab al-sa'ir. Indeed, he invites his followers. Those that answer his invitation. When you feel that unlawful inclination, say, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. فَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah promises us. And if there comes to you a whispering of the evil whisperings of shaitan, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, Allah is all hearing and all knowing. Allah knows we are weak. Allah knows what He has created us with. Allah knows the nature, the inherent nature that He has endowed us with. All He wants us to do is acknowledge that He can protect us and He will protect us. Just like he protected Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, when Zulaykha invited him. What does he say at the end of the verse? I know my time is up, but I'll just give this one. What did he say at the end of the verse? كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَى إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Such did we turn the evil and promiscuity away from him. He wasn't after it. It was after him. Indeed, he is of our chosen servants. And another qira'ah, mukhlisin. Indeed, he is of our sincere servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of his sincere servants. Those who are mindful of him and those that shield ourselves from his displeasure. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jinaim is just reminding me to make mention. There is a class here on a Tuesday. It is after Isha. Although we're going to be moving it to after Maghrib shortly, but that will be announced next Tuesday. It will still be after Isha, inshallah. Qasasun Nabiyyin. We are doing the stories of the prophets. Everybody is welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا صدق الله العظيم فإن هذه الجريمة جريمة الزنا قد انتشر في هذا المجتمع فنسأل الله تعالى أن يحفظنا وإياكم فيا أخوة الأفاضل رسولنا محمد ابن عبد الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه قد حذرنا أي بأن إذا انتشر الربا والزنا في قوم فقد استحلوا عليهم غضب الله فعلينا يا أخوة الأفاضل أن نجتنب هذه الجريمة ونعلم أولادنا ونعلم إخوتنا وأخواتنا وأن نجتنب كل الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن حتى نفوز في الدنيا وفي الآخرة يا رب العالمين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بالتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن وفي العراق وفي ليبيا وفي ميندناو وفي بورما وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سد الخلل، سو صفوفكم فإن تسويت الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. Allahu Akbar. Inni wajhtu wajhi lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ardha hanifan musliman wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen inna salati بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم احفظنا يا الله من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بك يا الله أن نغتال من تحت أرجلنا. اللهم احفظنا واحفظ شبابنا وشباب المسلمين أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشر. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشك والشرك والكفر والفسوق والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق وسوء المنظر والمنقلب في المال والأهل والولد. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.